Ken Burns' new documentary about the Vietnam War is getting rave reviews, even though it's not even done airing on PBS. It's a 10-part series. Vox called it a staggering achievement. The New York Times said it will break your heart and win your mind. There are also criticisms, of course, like that it doesn't go deeply into the origins of the war, for one example. But just airing the thing is messy for people who have fought in wars, especially for people who fought in that war. The images, the sounds could trigger painful memories. How veterans groups are preparing their members on today's Story of the Day. Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Tuesday, September 19th. First up, forest rangers found the New Jersey man who was missing in the high peaks, but he wasn't alive. Eric Lahr heads New York's Forest Ranger program. He stood in the Newcomb Fire Hall late yesterday and announced that 28-year-old Alex Stevens' body had been recovered.
Our search efforts came to a successful but tragic conclusion. Mr. Stevens' body was located by forest rangers deceased in a scree field approximately 1/2 mile west of the summit of Wallface Mountain.
Essex County Coroner Frank Whitelaw pointed out what rangers had believed for a while during the long search, that Stevens wasn't prepared for that kind of outing in rugged terrain.
From what I saw, it just looked like he certainly didn't have any food with him, and he didn't have a compass, and he didn't have the means to start a fire. These were all things that were working against him.
That lack of preparation among many more hikers and climbers is becoming a bigger issue in the Adirondacks. Rangers and state police have been kept super busy this summer with search and rescues, including a large number of drowning deaths in the spring. And last year broke a record for backcountry searches in the Adirondacks, with more than 350 operations total. PBS stations around the country began airing a 10-part documentary on the Vietnam War Sunday night. Not everyone will watch it. The network warns the program is graphic and violent, and people who work with veterans say it may trigger traumatic memories for those who fought in Vietnam. Steve Walsh reports for our American Homefront series.
The Vietnam War documentary is being billed as a rare cultural milestone, at least for veterans of the war. The filmmakers Ken Burns and Lynn Novak have been planning the series since 2006, meaning their production process for the series is about as long as the declared conflict.
I remember my knees shaking, and I was saying, holy smokes, I'm going into war.
It's designed to be intense.
And then I got hit.
Maybe too intense for some Vietnam vets. Henry Peterson is a chaplain at the VA in San Diego. He counsels people with PTSD. He surveyed them to find out who will be watching.
Some are going to watch it, few will. It could bring back some memories that they don't want to deal with. And again, it may surface some things that they may need to deal with.
Tina Mays, a staff psychologist at the VA in San Diego, says almost anything can trigger the vivid, aggressive thoughts associated with PTSD. A door slam, the smell of diesel.
It can literally be anything. Anything that somebody says, the way they say it.
News, films, and documentaries are among the most common triggers.
I would say that majority of the veterans I work with, they try, when their symptoms are high, they're actively avoiding any media.
Vietnam vets are particularly vulnerable. Most were not treated early. PTSD treatment evolved after this group of vets were home from the war. In the 1970s, the VA was often unwelcoming. Society in general appeared at best uninterested in the plight of returning vets. Older Vietnam vets in particular have among the highest rates of suicide.
Honestly, we don't know exactly why, but there is some research that suggests that one of the reasons is because of the way that they were received when they came back. That was unlike any other conflict.
This group of vets can live for decades with the symptoms of untreated PTSD, like the aggression that feels like it comes out of nowhere. Larry Taylor is a combat veteran of Vietnam.
I would say my own wife has suffered post-traumatic stress just in her relationship with me and the war that I fought in.
Before he was treated, he coped by avoiding his triggers. He didn't see Apocalypse Now, Deer Hunter, then the original Gulf War blanketed TV.
Four, three, two, one. impact.
Boom, there's a hit.
Still, Taylor wouldn't seek treatment for another decade. Now he's the lead mental health chaplain at the VA in San Diego, and he plans to watch the 18-hour-long documentary.
I think today I know the difference between a bad memory and reliving a situation. And I'm fortunately not reliving things the way I once did.
His guidance for vets is don't feel obligated to watch. If you do, find a loved one to watch it with you. Taylor is enlisting his wife of 46 years. In the past, the VA has provided outreach around movies like Saving Private Ryan for vets who may be triggered by what they're seeing. But it didn't experience a major increase in calls. This time, the VA is partnering with PBS, preparing to provide counseling to any vet who feels it's their time to start working through their own experiences with the war. I'm Steve Walsh in San Diego.
The story was produced by the American Homefront Project, a public media collaboration that reports on American military life and veterans. North Country Public Radio is a part of that collaboration. Funding comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Bob Woodruff Foundation. This is the second day of our podcast of Story of the Day. You can tell your friends to subscribe and have the best stories from NCPR delivered straight to their device of choice for free. Just send them to ncpr.org/SOTD. That's, you know, for Story of the Day. Again, thanks to David Winters of beautiful Belleville, New York in Jefferson County for the Story of the Day logo, which you'll see when you subscribe to Story of the Day. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.